This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, the social medias, X, Facebook, YouTube, podcast platforms. It's every freaking where. Also, the Carriker Chronicles, really just two spots, CarrickerChronicles.com, YouTube. We are on all the podcast platforms, but for simplicity's sake, it's the website and it is YouTube. I'm also on the medias of social as well. If you're interested, X, Facebook. I resurrected my dead Instagram account after 7 years last summer, and I joined the world of TikTok. I'm growing quickly. I actually kind of like it. I just grab the phone. I go wild for like a minute, and I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't know if the people do, but you can follow me there as well. All right. Who would you take first? If you have the number one pick in the draft, who would you take? And if it's one of these two quarterbacks, who would it be? Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, or would you take a different player? Let's say you're just taking the best player available, not position of need.
Oh, that makes it interesting. Yeah, I would think there maybe, you know, Abdul Carter could be in there, Travis Hunter. Yep. So I think those are probably higher rated guys than the quarterbacks, so I'd probably go with one of them.
I'd absolutely go with one of them. I mean, pass rusher, did you watch the Super Bowl this year? Did you watch the last time Patrick Mahomes lost to the Bucks? I know I'm biased, but like if you can get after the quarterback, I mean, it makes your life so much easier. They blitzed once the entire Super Bowl. The Eagles blitzed once. And Patrick Mahomes was still running for his life. I'd probably go Abdul Carter, but I'd be really tempted with Travis Hunter. I like so many things off the field about Travis Hunter, plus what he can do on the field. All right, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. We got four different clips, so we're going to try to move quickly. They are shorter clips, most of them, but go ahead and roll that first one. They are talking a little smack to each other.
You didn't do what your team needs to win bowl games.
You didn't either. You didn't do what your team needs.
You didn't either. So
you
guess
quit
we both
on your team,
suck,
bro.
I guess we both suck.
Hey, he quit on his team.
I guess we both suck. No, I didn't.
I guess we both suck. And Shadur's like, you quit on your team looking at Cam Ward. When you hear that, what do you think, Jake?
He's right. He got the record at halftime, sat out. Iowa State won. I mean, I was not a big fan of that move.
So my second thought was he's right. My first thought was, wait, with 2 minutes left in the game at Nebraska, you weren't injured at all. Didn't you walk off the field, Shedeur? I'm just saying. That's what I thought. And then number two is, yeah, you're right. Both these guys are top 10 talents. You just look at talents. They're top 10 talents. What scares the crap out of me is there are seventh round red flags around both of them. And that's not to disrespect guys in the seventh round, but there's a reason guys go in the first, the second, the third, fifth, and et cetera. Okay, there is red flags around both. Cam Ward, to your point, played half the game, got the record, sat out. Game-winning drive on the line. His backup's in. He's chilling on the sideline. Shedeur, I've talked about. Like, he's never played for anyone but his dad. That's going to be an adjustment process. That's going to be harder than he could imagine. And there's a few other things. Is he a leader of men, et cetera, et cetera? Okay, that I've addressed in the past, but... go ahead and roll that next clip there, Jake. I don't even know what order you're playing these in. I remember what's in them, but whatever's next. Go ahead.
All right.
Come on, man. You know you ain't first. You thought we're number one. You were number two.
You're not going to be the first pick.
Who said anything about that? Hey, why them boys captain said you going to number six? We both know that ain't true.
That was sick, gang.
Man, what is they doing?
I stopped buying TVs.
So number six is the Raiders. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
So obviously... You know, Deion was rumored to go to the Raiders. The Raiders are looking for a quarterback. They got Brock Bowers last year. He was already one of the best tight ends in the league as a rookie this past season. So that was Cam talking about number six. And they're like, who's going to go first? Who's going to go over the other one? I mean, who do you think will go first? All right. Based on the team that has the number one pick, their need, because there's obviously positions of need that are actually factored in when you draft players. Who do you think will go number one? I think it's either one of these two guys or Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Who do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I think they've got to go with the quarterback there with the Titans. So I guess at this point, I would lean toward Cam Ward, but certainly could be.
Ward over Sanders. Why?
I probably would go with Sanders, but I feel like Ward's kind of feels like a little bit more what most people that I ask, I suppose, say. It's very close between the two of them.
So we're just going to go to the next clip. I was about to say something, but they literally talk about it in the next clip. I don't think they talk about this part. Shedeur talks about the lack of run game he had. But Cam Ward literally had to carry that Miami team. They did not play defense. They did not do a lot of things. He had to play hero the entire year. If you watched Miami last year, which is why they had to pay Carson Beck, a guy who they don't even know if he's going to be ready to he won't throw in spring ball. Hopefully he's ready by the fall. I know what it's like to tear my UCL. My son knows what it's like to tear his UCL. I know what this looks like coming back from this. All right, he'll hopefully be ready by the fall, but they had to pay him $4 million. Why? Because their quarterback last year who transferred to Cam Ward had to carry their team. They're going to need Carson Beck, who's not as mobile. Okay, he's actually more mobile than people realize, but not as mobile as Cam Ward. Going to have to make big-time plays. All right, but go ahead. I said I wasn't going to give it away, but go ahead and play the next clip, Jake.
You didn't do what your team needs to win bowl game.
You didn't either. You didn't do what your team needs.
You didn't either. So I guess we both suck. I guess we both suck.
He quit on his team.
I guess we. I
swear. That's the quit one. You got one of the other ones.
Super Bowl bound one. I was like looking for here.
If I ever play in Super Bowl, man, I make sure I'm. Ooh, wee, I can't wait for that day. I hope it's next year too.
Who?
Me and you in the Super Bowl.
Hey, I know your weaknesses.
We gonna have that thing turned up. I know your weaknesses.
I know your weaknesses.
I know your. All I gotta do is call RJ Stone.
Who's that?
My old teammate Waz who popped your ass.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
So we'll get to the clip where they talk about lack of run game. First of all, there's never been a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl. So if they both made it, it would be quite entertaining. It would be a first, especially if two of them are doing it because one's never done it. I know your weaknesses. What does that mean? You're not playing defense. You're not rushing the quarterback. You're not covering his receivers. And I'm not even talking trash on them talking trash. I'm just like, if I was standing there, this is what I would have said. I would have been like, well, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? You know his weaknesses. Like, and I don't know the guy they were talking about, RJ. I don't know who that is. Maybe that's a D coordinator of some team or something. But for me, I got such a kick out of this. I got such a kick out of this. And here's the thing. So they're working out in between drills. They're literally snap. If you see the video, it's on TikTok. They're snapping the ball to each other. So like Shadur's like snapping at the Cam. He's throwing the passes to receivers running routes. And they're talking trash while the ball's in the air as they snap it to each other. I got such a kick out of this. I guarantee at the end of the day, well, I'm sure they're eating extra healthy right now for the draft and all that stuff, but I guarantee at the like in the evenings, they're hanging out. Like they're pushing each other. There's a rivalry there. There's maybe a little bit more than friendly competition, but at the end of the day, I guarantee they're hanging out. Like I got such a kick out of this because the ball's literally in the air as like Cam is snapping it to Shadur. And he's like talking trash to him. Like, I'm going to go ahead of you. Or we'll play each other in the Super Bowl. Or we both suck then. And everything that they've said to this point. Would you be excited about a Shadur versus Cam Super Bowl next year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, that'd be kind of a dream. For one, you'd be thinking, okay, this could be the future of the league. For two, how much, I mean, that would just hype up the draft, the whole rookie process. That'd be incredible.
So for a large part of my NFL career, there was four elite quarterbacks. All right. It was Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Breeze. Those four. Those were considered the elite quarterbacks. Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers. Right now, elite quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes. Is there another one? Like elite. When you think of elite, can you think of another one?
I don't think so.
So to your point.
I mean, Lamar Jackson's got two MVPs.
You can throw him in there if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. We need.
Regular season Lamar.
Obviously, there you go. Regular season Lamar. There you go. So there's two. I mean, maybe we're being a little bit. I love Lamar in general. I think he should have won the MVP this year.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen's maybe knocking on the door. Lamar's maybe put a foot through the door. Maybe he's getting the second one close. We need more top tier quarterbacks. This would elate me. I think it's very unrealistic and not going to happen. But I'm with you. It'd be very exciting. All right, this last clip's a little bit longer, but go ahead and roll it.
This is my domain.
That's my domain.
It's my domain.
It's my domain.
I win from the pocket. You know what I do.
Hey, I'm tired of him. Come on, go so amazing.
Dying.
I am.
Dying.
Look at this.
Can you win from the pocket? I don't know.
That's what I love.
Three.
That's what I'm about in life.
You see Pete over there watching us?
Yeah. You want me? You don't want you?
I hope you're not getting no water. We just had the first drill. I'm just talking this. Oh, that's how you feel? You get water. We ain't even done with the first drill.
Let's go.
That's how it is in Colorado, though.
Inside the numbers, top
that's what it's like for a 9-win man. come down inside, like right inside the numbers. Top
yeah, you see, I got a bag.
I didn't have water. I drink Gatorade. Okay, I can pay for it.
That's cool. I need to pay. Football, thank you.
And from now on, I ain't even gonna look at you.
Hit you.
Hit you. Just go left first. Hey, this is how I flex on you.
You go left first.
Hey, Kim.
This is how I flex right here.
Yeah.
This is what I flex with you on, this ball.
Six. Go six.
Even that small boy. Here, step this ball.
Hey, I ain't gonna tolerate too much disrespect.
I'm like, you tolerated
down
all
left,
day.
Down left, down left.
Consistency. That's what he lacks. Consistency. That's what he lacks.
Five with a hit.
Bro, they gave you.
Left,
they gave you a completion percentage award, but all you did was throw check downs and bubble screens.
That's crazy.
If I did that, my completion percentage would be 90.
You ran the ball. You had a run game. You had a run game.
You had a run game.
And you did it?
No.
You was throwing that thing for
the think about state. Total rushing yards.
Come on, man.
How
do you respond,
boy?
Let's go, brother. Let's go, brother.
Hey, Coach, was he at the goal number one?
You know you got that on politics, right?
You know you got your first.
You're the first man to get an award during the game.
So let me explain who's talking to who on some of this. So Shadur, saying I went from the pocket, was talking to Cam because Cam does a lot of things outside the pocket. In fairness, Shadur's not really going to run anywhere very fast, but he is much better from the pocket. All right, then it was Cam saying, talking to Shadur, Pete want me. So I think there was either an NFL GM or a coach over there watching the two of them. He's like, he want me, not you. All right, I loved when Cam was giving Shadur crap, you a nine-win man. Like, you're already getting water. Shadur's like, no, it's Gatorade. It ain't water. I get paid to drink Gatorade. Like, we're in the first drill. He ain't drinking water. It's Gatorade. So that makes it okay, Jake. All right. Let's see here. No run game. That was Shadur talking about how he had no run game at Colorado. That is a fair thing to say. There were some things Cam was missing at Miami as well. I loved Cam's you got an award in the middle of the game. You got a completion percentage award. You got that through politics. I could throw check downs and complete 90% of my pass. That was one of my favorite things that he brought up. And then I ain't going to look at you no more. I ain't going to tolerate no more disrespect. He lacks consistency. That was Shadur talking about Cam. And Cam is more up and down. He is a little bit less consistent than Shadur is. At the same time, Shadur had the most elite wide receiver group in the country that wasn't in Columbus, Ohio. So anyways, I just thought this was entertaining. I don't know. It took me back to my locker room days. It took me back to O-line, D-line, talking trash in Oklahoma drills, one-on-one drills, nine-on-seven drills. Like, to me, I just got a kick out of this. You got any final thoughts, Jake?
Oh, nothing more than I might want to go back on if they do make the Super Bowl, because if it's the Titans and Browns or something, I don't know if I'll be quite as into it.
No, you're committed. You can't back out on that.
Jaguars, I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply in-app only.